Welcome to the Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo-woo.
So, welcome to the show. Today is Monday, and this show is going out live on Mintwave radio station. So if you have an Alexa, just ask for Mintwave radio, or you can go to karenrobertscoaching.com/Mintwave-radio to listen in live and see our schedule. Otherwise, this is a podcast too. So you can go to karenrobertscoaching.com/podcast-network to see my podcast and others on our network so that you can download the app for Apple and Android, and please subscribe and follow or leave a review. So today's episode is 107, and today we have Ashley Smale, and she's a stay-at-home mum, and we're going to be talking about recovering from traumatic brain injury. Now, I'm your host, Karen Roberts. We provide a platform for coaches, consultants, therapists and healers to get their message heard to the people who need it. As owners of Mintwave radio station and the Raising Vibrations Network on Podbean, we also have a directory. So come and find the right fit for you. You can go to the website that's above. And if you'd like to be featured and have access to a million views throughout the year, then get in touch. Now, Ashley is 26 years old. She's married with an amazing baby boy, but she had an unfortunate car accident that changed her life. So Ashley, thank you for being here. And would you like to share with the audience a little bit about who you are and share a bit of your story, please?
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Karen. So my name is Ashley Smale. When I got in the car accident, my name was Ashley Keene. So, but that is here nor there. So what happened to me was I was driving home from work, and I was following a friend home from work, and I slid. It had snowed days prior, but there wasn't like a lot of snow on the ground, but I guess there could have been black ice. No one will ever know, but what happened was I slid on something and I slammed into the tree, and thankfully I was following my friend home from work. And he saw my headlights veer off the road, and I slammed into a tree. Due to that, he called 911 right away, and the firefighters were first to the scene, and they had to use jaws of life to get me out of the car alive. And once they got me out of the car alive, it was I don't remember because I was not all there, but it was like a horrific scene. And from there, I got transferred to, I got taken to Nassau Medical Center in Long Island, New York, where this accident happened. It happened in New York, in like Babylon. Yeah. And so I got taken to Nassau Medical Center, where they immediately put me on, I don't know what they call it, but I call it death watch because I weren't sure if I was going to make it through the night or not. So wow. Once I made it through the night, they knew that I was going to slowly but surely get better. And from there, I got transferred. I was in that hospital for 1 month. And I got transferred to Blythedale Children's Hospital, which is in Valhalla, New York, which is like upstate New York. And I got extensive rehab. I need to learn how to walk, talk, eat all over again. And wow. There's been many times where I was seen like very darkly, like in the beginning, but I've chosen to see the positive in it. And but how I look at it is what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And I have that tattooed on my body.
Ah, awesome. I mean, how many years ago did this happen?
That this happened in 2014, on March 6, 2014, so like 9 years ago.
So you've had a long road to recovery, huh?
Yeah. A very long road. I need to learn how to talk again, walk again, everything all over again. And first, sorry, excuse me. It was very, like, my speech was so unclear in the beginning. And, like, I needed to articulate a lot
Right.
so that
And you,
people could
so,
understand me.
and you, so you've made such progress because I know when we were talking before, so what were you doing before? I mean, you weren't long out of school, were you, when this
I
happened?
wasn't even, I was in my, sorry, I was in my senior year of high school. I didn't even finish it yet. I had like 3 credits left, and then I would have graduated in 2014, but I got an accident. But some people would just give up and be like, oh, well, I didn't graduate, but I'm alive or whatnot. But no, not me. I put it like, I got homeschooled straight out of the hospital and made up those 3 credits that I needed, and I graduated the next
Wow.
year, 1 year after that. After such a traumatic event and almost like not being on the earth anymore, I knew that it was very important to get your high school diploma. 'Cause,
Yeah, most people wouldn't, would they? And like you say, you have such a positive outlook on life for somebody who's been through so much trauma with that. Where do you think that comes from? How have you kept that positive attitude?
I honestly don't know. Well, actually, I do know. Sorry, my phone like fell. I believe in God, and I believe that the power of prayer and everything, and like I believe that God brought me through this, and because of that, I know that I have to fight with everything I got and make the po most positive way of looking at it as possible. So I
Right.
give it to God.
Okay. So what is it that you're doing now? I mean, obviously you've got a baby boy, and how old is he?
He just turned 6 months on the 8th.
Wow. And did you ever think that you would be a mother after sustaining such a traumatic brain injury?
No, my biggest dream was to be a mother, like before the car accident and obviously after, but I didn't know if I was gonna be capable of taking care of a child and like doing everything, and but I did, and I'm here, and I have the most amazing husband. I got married. I have a baby, and he's downstairs with his grandma right now.
Ah, bless. And so what was the reason that you wanted to come on this show? You're at home. I know you wanted to sort of share your story as an inspiration to others, but explain a little bit about what it is that you want to do.
I am trying to build a business, the Hope Trotter, but that kind of got put on the back burner because I had a baby and that needs 100% of your attention. But I would love to start like doing it again and getting my message out there and sharing with others going through hard times. Like, don't give up. Anything is possible as long as you put your mind to it. Anything can happen.
Yeah. And do you think that would be an important talk, I suppose, for people who are in high school right now?
Yes, that is my target audience is high school.
Right. Because, nobody expects anything like that to happen when to someone that is so young.
Yes, and I mean, I don't remember exactly what happened, but I probably was driving fast and not following the. I'm thinking like, oh, nothing's gonna happen. It wouldn't happen to me. Like, so I could see like also doing like speaking with like driver's ed programs and stuff to like show them that like it's a very serious thing. Like you can't mess around with it.
No, absolutely. Not when there could be ice on the road and snow on the road. Incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
And do you know, I mean, what speed did you hit the tree? I mean, do you know?
I don't know. The person I was following said that I was doing the speed limit, but they're not going to say like, oh yeah, we were racing or something, obviously, but I don't know. So I could have been I think I was going like 45.
Okay. Yeah, that's not fast. No, yeah. No. But when you hit a tree, that's fast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, were you at, share your story of, when you hit that tree, you had to be cut out, but with the firemen. And yeah. what did they say was actually wrong? I mean, was there an airbag? How did you hit your head? What happened?
I hit like the window or the, cause I had a lot of staples on my left side of my head.
Okay.
And so I'm guessing I got jerked I don't know how that would be possible, but my car was squished. It looked like not even a car anymore. It was squished.
Wow.
But also, okay. I forgot to say, I was in a coma for 3 weeks. So.
And is that they put you in a coma to sort of take pressure? That was just you were in a coma for three weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you feel when you woke up?
To be honest, I was very confused. I didn't even remember ever having a driver's license. I didn't remember having a car. I didn't remember like any of that stuff. But I remember feeling like overwhelmed because I didn't know what was going on or anything. Like I was very confused, but I knew that my family was surrounding me and everything, and they were all pushing me to recover and get better. So,
And how long did it take? So you were 3 weeks in a coma.
Yeah.
So you're just out of high school. Still in high school.
Yeah.
You have an accident. You're 3 weeks in a coma. What was the next phase for you for your healing process?
I was in a coma for 3 weeks. And then I was in ICU intensive care unit for 1 month. And then they transferred me over to rehab in Valhalla, Blythedale. And that's where I received speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, all that. I did that extensively, a lot of it. They taught me how to speak again, how to articulate my words, how to use my left hand and stuff because I broke my clavicle, fractured my left pelvis, and slid open the top of my left foot.
Wow. So, yeah, a lot of damage.
Yeah.
On top of that, you know, and a traumatic brain injury, that's massive. To have to do all of that and relearn all of that at such a young age.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. So how did it, other than the obvious, the healing process of going through all of that, how else did it change your life? Did it change your life in how you thought, how you felt?
Yeah, it most definitely did.
In it what changed- way?
Before the accident, I was like just like any other kid, like just living life every day, every moment, and whatnot. And then after the accident happened, I needed to really focus on like the moments of life and like really be nice to people. Like don't be I don't know how to say it. It's like, don't be mean per se to people. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be like, I don't know. Just like really have a lot of courtesy and stuff.
Yeah, life's too short, right?
Yeah.
So that's the lesson there, isn't it? Life is too short for all that white noise. There's no point in rowing with people. There's no point in, you know, what a lot of wasted energy.
Yeah.
So after that, obviously, you know, it's taken a long time to get you sort of back on track. Are there, so what, how does it affect you today?
Today, my memory is very messed up due to it, but it has progressively gotten better because I learned how to cope with it and how to like memorize stuff and like do stuff. I don't know. And then I also, my walking is like, it's not as good. Like, it's never going to be back to how I used to walk. So it's difficult to walk a little bit. And that's basically it. My walking and my speech. I mean, my walking and my memory. And then, of course, sorry, I forgot about that. My speech is a little bit slurred, I've been told.
Yeah, but we can understand you. So
yeah.
you're doing fantastic. And for you to want to get out there and get your message heard, I think that's a huge inspiration for anybody else. Because, you know, if something like that happens, so yeah, people can go into a big depression because it's massive. So how do you think you cope with that?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and lie like there wasn't dark days in the beginning and everything. I really like focus on like all the positive rather than the negative. Like, I got in a car accident. I almost didn't make it, but I'm here. I'm breathing. I'm living. Some people don't get the chance to see another day. I got the chance to open my eyes and breathe and live and see another day. So
you got a second chance and you're living it.
Yeah.
So and I mean, I suppose you don't know the difference between, you know, before having a child and now, but what sort of difficulties have you found being with a, you know, having a baby to look after?
Well, before, like, I was just worried about myself and everything, like, but I, now having another human, we're constantly worried about them. And then I said, like, my walking needs some help or whatnot. So, like, walking with him was a little difficult in the beginning, but I mean, it's still difficult. Like, it'll always be difficult because I am a little bit wobbly, but I learned how to like position him so that it's good. But he is the light of my world. He is my everything. Aww. Including my husband, he is my ultimate.
Love that. And so, are you still going through rehab right now? I mean, that's 9 years. It's a long time, isn't it? Will things improve, or have you sort of accepted that this is where it's going to be and you're making do with what's going on?
Well, I haven't done therapy in like, my car accident happened like 8 almost 9 years ago. In March it'll be 9 years. So I haven't done therapy since like 2 years after the accident. So I took what I learned in therapy and constantly am using it. So I'm always in like therapy. So in my head, I'm not physically in therapy, but I'm constantly like, it's kind of become natural now. So like, cause they taught you like foot placements and stuff so that you don't lose balance or anything. So I just repeat that in my head, but I don't like notice that I'm doing that.
Right. So nothing's stopping you, Ashley. You're just keeping on going. You've got a baby now to look after. So what is your message to students that are out there?
Whatever's happening to you right now is just temporary, and what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger with every heartbeat. And I have that tattooed on my body. I have what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger on my rib cage, and then with every heartbeat I'll cross my back. So basically you could use that as your little mantra to be like, oh, Ashley overcame all this and she still did it. So
And is that why you're trying to do what you're doing with Hope Trotter?
Yes.
Okay, so can you share a little bit about what that is and what you do?
I haven't really got that off the ground yet. It's still in the working process. But what I'm trying to do with that is like show people that although you might be going through a hard circumstance right now, you can, the sky's the limit. Like as long as you set your mind to something, anything is possible. And I'm gonna use my stories to show them, like, wow, she did this, I can't believe that she did this, and that's motivation and inspiration. So
is that your goal, to be a motivational speaker? To get your message out there, you really wanted to get your message out there. And I think that's, you know, it's really brave of you to be stepping out. You're not hiding. You're going to step out and own it. And I think that's amazing. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So just keep on going, girl. Keep on going. Yeah. You know, there's so many people out there that, you know, are living in victim mode and woe is me because this is happening, that is happening. Yeah. There's nothing really more traumatic than a serious brain injury in a car accident. To have that effect on you where you're still struggling to walk, you're struggling to talk, you're struggling with your memory, but you're still here with that positive mindset and wanting to inspire others who may be feeling a little bit low too. I think that's very commendable, very commendable.
Thank you so much.
So anything else you'd like to share with the listeners out there?
Not particularly, but because I basically said everything already, like, but have a great day. And if Karen, do you have my contact information?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do.
Will you put it in like a description underneath it or whatnot?
Yeah, absolutely. But to the listeners, how do they get in contact with you?
Email me, and then we can do it through email. So my email is smale, smale, Ashley, ashley, 6, 6@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And so if anybody's out there that, or either knows somebody that's really gone through something similar, you know, it's always good to talk to. And if they want to connect, then get in touch. So Ashley, thank you so much for your time today. It's been lovely speaking to you. And yes, you're an inspiration to many. And I'm sure things are just going to continue improving. And keep getting out there and sharing your message.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and to the rest of the listeners, I will be back tomorrow with a coffee with Karen. So, thank you for your time. Bye for now.
Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo.